It's Dave Plyer with you on 720 WGN. So next weekend is a Chicago tradition, now in its 40th year here in Chicago, and that's the Chicago Fest for Beatles fans, the original long-running Beatles celebration here at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare with some great activities and seminars along with some special guests, including local personalities, historians, biographers, Beatles musicians, concert promoters, so much more. And joining me to talk about everything happening at the fest is the author of Watching TV and three Beatles books, including one of his earliest works, All Together Now, the only complete Beatles discography, and that is my friend, Beatles historian Wally Podrazek. Wally, it's been a while. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, good morning to you.
Good morning. Am I predictable with the song I always choose to bump you in for this segment every year?
Yeah, but why not?
It's
favorite. One of the things and it's one of the things that's the most fun about the Fest for Beatles fans is that no apologies necessary.
Excellent.
This is something you enjoy. These are your favorites. So let's reconnect them and see them in a different way. In fact, one of the things about the celebration is that you would think after all this time there would be nothing old new to find. And yet this year, Beatles fans are looking forward to a new documentary, for instance, on the group. Produced by, directed by Ron Howard, that's coming out later this year.
That's right.
We also are looking back. There's been so many of these 50th looking back moments, and one of them is bringing back a gentleman by the name of Klaus Voormann, who was responsible for the artwork. Back when the album Revolver came out in the summer of 1966. And he's back with, besides being a guest speaker and all, showing off a new book, which is about the Revolver experience, his view on it. And he should know since he was there designing the cover.
That's pretty cool.
He was there meeting them way back in Germany before they were worldwide famous, and along with a lot of other moments in their respective careers.
You know, I do miss looking at at the album covers. That was such a big part of artwork when you think about all that stuff. I miss going to a record store and going through and looking at all this. All these beautiful album covers. I mean, that's just something that's kind of missed in that experience, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. And again, we're talking about connecting either for the first time or reconnecting with memories is that you can basically flip through the albums because in the at the Fest for Beatles fans, there are dealer areas of oldies, shall we say. You can flip through and say, oh yes, here are some of the original albums, original singles, original magazines, original artwork that either on display for the pure pleasure of it or for your opportunity to purchase and add to your collection.
Yeah, that's very cool. How did the fest start? Like, who started this whole thing?
A gentleman by the name of Mark Capitis decided that he wanted to pay tribute to the world's greatest rock and roll band. And Mark loves to tell the story of how before he embarked on it, he went, he's a New Yorker, New Jersey slash New Yorker, and he went to John Lennon, a New Yorker, because we're talking back in the 70s, and so that he'd like to do that, and he wanted to make, sort of get the unofficial blessing, official blessing, so to speak. And Lennon said something to the effect, hey, yeah, I'm a Beatles fan too. And so
that's awesome.
with that endorsement, Mark began out in New York, and then he had subsequently staged it in other cities, most notably Chicago. In fact, I first met Mark during one of the stagings in California, in Los Angeles, back in 1976. And then that was followed by the New York, I'm sorry, by the Chicago Fest. And what was great about it is that because of the Midwesternness of us, and also the time of the year that it's staged, which is, this is one of the last summer opportunities for family get together. So it's a combination of nostalgia by those who were there the first time, so to speak, and new generations, always new generations. And some of them, I've been so impressed when we do things like trivia and discussions and such, as knowledgeable as an old timer, so to speak.
Awesome.
Some things we're looking forward to is like Billy J. Kramer, who was a member of, well, Billy J. Kramer had some cover versions and hits of Lennon McCartney material back in the emergence of the group back in 63, 64, especially. Peter Asher of Peter and Gordon, who tells great stories, and he does one of those acts in which there's stories combined with performance, and he's going to be performing with a gentleman by the name of Albert Lee, and they're going to do a couple of concert performances there at the fest. Lee is, well, basically, you're talking about connecting into a Beatles family for 3 days at the Hyatt in the Hyatt O'Hare area. And so besides all the official programs, there's sound-alikes, there's trivia, there's Battle of the Bands.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I heard there's a phenomenal trivia game show going on. And hosted by a very knowledgeable guy.
pardon me while I blush. Can you name him?
Yes, that would be you, my friend. Yeah, that's okay. How fun is that? Yeah, how fun is that? Good stuff. And then there's School of Rock Chicago. What is that?
Mm-hmm. Going back to, Mark Hudson, who's a longtime friend of Ringo Starr producer as well, and there are sessions basically that you can be part of learning with the experts, so to speak, and we have more intimate performance space. You know, when I say intimate performance space, we're also talking about fans themselves. I mean, if you walk down the hallways, you will inevitably be immersed in music, and the music is coming from the people who love the music, and that is the people who are attending. Bring your guitar, bring a couple spoons and a plate sometimes as you join the impromptu Beatles performance corners throughout the fest area. It's just a general positive good time, a lot of and a great each evening ends with a full-fledged concert, a special emphasis on Revolver on its anniversary. And also, this is, of course, the anniversary of the year of their final live performances, their final live touring. And so that's one of the reasons that the upcoming Ron Howard-produced documentary is timed this way, is that people have been looking back and saying, this is when that part of the Beatles story ended, namely their live performances, but the full blossoming of their studio identities came, especially in Revolver, which is a setup for the Summer of Love, the pure studio renderings of Beatles magic.
Very cool. And if you're a collector, which so many are, there's this massive marketplace too that you can buy all kinds of stuff, right?
Exactly. And also, experts, if you always wanted to say, is this a valuable collector's item? You know, what's the going market rate and such? There are experts who will be there both on panels and at their own display areas that could walk you through and say, you know, this has become one of the treasured items. Or are you looking for this? Hey, let me show you where you can find it. So if you have memories that you're reconnecting with, or if you're brand new, like a youngster, as Ed Sullivan would have said back in the day. If you youngsters, you young people come in, there's the chance for you to try it out for the first time.
Very cool. Well, the fest, again, for Beatles fans, it's a couple weeks away. It takes place on Friday, August 12th through Saturday, August 14th. It's a you can't miss this
and
event.
Into Sunday.
Sunday, the 14th.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, so, and that's at the Hyatt Regency.
That's the whole weekend.
Yeah, yeah, and you'll have an incredible time. And for more info, visit the fest.com. And, of course, I always like plugging the you got Beatles books, but you also got Watching TV, the latest edition.
Oh,
you
right.
get that as well. Of course I got to plug that for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, of course I got to mention that. For that, you just go to watchingtv.org. For more information on that. And of course, the Beatles are part of the story of TV, too, at least in the U.S., at least starting in 1964 and moving on.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you at the fest.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, we'll
you
talk soon.
Day.
You too. All right, Kevin Matthews coming up next on 720 WGN.